so great to be back in St. Louis. Especially in this beautiful theater. Sounds good to me. Time, they can't stay together all the time. I mean, that's just totally unnatural, I think. I love you, Paz. Thank you. This is a beautiful song of David's.
Shadows scattered in the sand. He's right, it's going to be a great night. We're glad you came.
I mean, you know, we'd have to play real bad to screw up in front of an audience like this.
We can try it.
And everybody knows we've never screwed up in our lives.
Never! The song is Stevens.
It's called Stranger. Here's a brand new song for you you've not heard before. This one written about what we do to our air and our water and our soil. It's going to be on the next CSN record that will be ready, probably out for about April.
Would you like a new album? Man, if that wasn't enough, would you like a new album?
So would we. This one's called Clear Blue Skies.
Blue.
like to do new songs, you know. And sometimes they don't go down as well as the other stuff, because, you know, you haven't had like 20 years of preconditioning and stuff. So it's real nice when a new song goes down like that. I appreciate that. Thank you. So here's another one. It's called Lonely Man. CSN record. What a job we have. I mean, God save us from a real job, you know. Here's a beautiful song from Stephen's latest album. It's going to be sung by Stephen and our dear friend on the acoustic piano, Mr. Michael Finnegan. This one's called Can't Let Go. Thank you. think of the two of us. Now we're both gaining trust in each other. Now we're both asking for more. Separate your way, letting it slip away. Song from Stephen's latest album. It's one written by him and our dear friend on percussion, Mr. Joe Lala. It's called 50-50.
Concerts, you know, you have no idea what to expect because we don't either.
So. Okay, Rance, okay. It's our money to mix it. He says, yeah, no shit. Now, here's a song I wrote. It's about the joy of having children. I had to do this for Rance and for also my very best friend, Matt Holbert, who has a 4-month-old baby girl. So see now, here goes. This one's called Magical Child.
Thank you.
what the Veterans Administration medical facilities, and they actually have a syndrome now they call the treetop flyer syndrome. I could be a railroad from the Seven Dials, and I don't pay taxes cause I never file. Don't do business that don't make me smile. Love my aeroplane, she got style. I'm a treetop flyer. I'm seldom seen, especially when I land on a treetop flyer. But I ain't gonna die. wasted on the way. Now, a piano lesson from Professor David Crosby.
Thank you.
David Crosby, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh boy, is that ever fun. Thank you so much for being quiet and giving me the space to do that. It really is just so great.
I also have to say this is probably one of the most beautiful theaters we've ever played at in our lives. You should be very proud.
Yeah.
Don't ever let them tear it down, okay?
Usually they stick us in some blimp hangar someplace, you know. So, this is for the ladies here. And it's one thought I want you to keep, and that is if you love somebody, just do it all the way you can, because you don't know how long they're going to be there, you know.
for what we've said and done.
Thank you.
David's. It's on tape, it's called Critical Mass, and it's followed by a live version of my song Wind on the Water.
Da 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 da
don't know. It's just that we don't want to care.
Bye. Thank you.
favor, St. Louis? I'm going to introduce the members of the band, and when I do, I want you to give them a really great round of applause. Over here on my extreme left, on the piano and the synthesizers, Kim Bullard. Playing right next to him, on percussion, the one and only Joe Lala. Over on my extreme right, a man's been playing with music with us for a great many years, on the synthesizers, Mr. Craig Gergi. B3 organ, one of the greatest voices in rock and roll, Mr. Michael Finnegan. A man who's been playing with us for only 13 days. He's doing a fantastic job on the drums, Mark Williams. Last but not least, on the bass, one of the greatest bass players you'll ever hear in your lives. Born right here in St. Louis, Mr. George Chocolate Perry.
Oh,
sometimes.